This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. About a year or so ago, Facebook bought the virtual reality darling Oculus. Spent a cool $2 billion doing it, too. Last month, GoPro snapped up a French company that makes virtual reality software. Samsung and Sony, yes, they have their own VR contenders as well. Can you say business opportunity? Sure. I knew you could. But beyond just sitting on your couch with one of those funny headsets on playing a video game, what exactly is that business opportunity? Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. He is here, as he has from time to time, to chat. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so first things first, you have actually had some virtual reality experience, yeah?
Kai, I've been to the mountaintop, and I return with news.
Did you go virtually, or did you go in here?
Well, actually, in this case, I kind of did. I went to this thing. It's part of this larger virtual reality exhibit at the Museum of the Moving Image in Queens, New York.
Okay.
And it's actually one of several museums that have VR exhibits right now. I got on this thing. It looks sort of like a doctor's table, like one of those, you know, when they take a look at you, but you lie face down on it, and it has these like hydraulic wing things that you stick your hands into, and it's got a fan that's pointed at your face, and you put the goggles on, and you are all of a sudden like starting above a hyper-realistic map of Manhattan, and you are flying.
All right, so this thing, we should tell people, is called Birdly, right?
It's called Birdly. It was designed in Zurich, and it's actually been around for a little while, but it's kind of ridiculous and amazing because you can just fly around this map of Manhattan, and as I did, crash at least twice because you're trying to do stunts. But it's really fun and amazing, and it's not really a game. It's something else.
Well, help me out then, because the something else is going to have to be the money-making proposition on this thing, right? If it's not games, then what is it?
Well, help me out with this phrase.
Okay.
Blank is king.
Content?
Yes, sir.
There's,
so content is a problem, right? It's expensive to make. You have to make this like these 360-degree environments. But, Kai, it is getting cheaper, and it's getting cheaper for people who don't make video games. So part of this is trying to make things that people who are not video gamers actually want to experience. And I'm maybe a weekend warrior on video games, but I'm not a super gamer. And I went to this exhibit, and it really was amazing the different things that you can do with virtual reality if you're an artist.
Well, that's great. But what is it? Is it like a ride at Disneyland? Is it a thing I'm going to have in my living room? I mean, right? Proof of concept here.
Yeah. So I think, Kai, as we know, the Oculus VR,
which is
the company everybody's talking about, they are supposedly going to release these consumer VR headsets early next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of this, Kai, is going to be in the home. So, you know, at this point, you still have to drag around a giant, powerful computer with you if you're going to actually attach one of these things to your face and do something interesting with it. But it really could be, in many ways, the future of everything from entertainment, so movies that are actually shot from the perspective of a protagonist in the movie, for instance, to a place where you could actually go shopping. So think of going to Amazon, but think of like an Amazon mall that you're moving around in from home.
Progress, baby. Ben Johnson, he's the host at Marketplace Tech. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.